After waves of criticism for lack of diversity in its membership and ethical lapses, the movie critics who choose the Golden Globes Film and TV Awards says it's changed its ways.
We changed our rules, bylaws, added a new code of conduct, and restructured our governance. We also have 21 new members, the largest and most diverse in our 79-year-old history.
A Los Angeles Times investigation of the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, a tiny but influential critics group, showed it had not a single black person among its less than 100 members. And other minorities, women and LGBTQ persons, were underrepresented as well.
They were slammed for their lack of black members. They were slammed for their token reform promises and their questionable conduct and standards in regards to accepting money or accepting trips or accepting gifts for in exchange for a favorable vote.
Amid a fierce backlash, the U.S. television network NBC dropped its broadcast of the Globes for 2022. Actor Tom Cruise returned his three trophies. Hollywood collectively shunned the organization. The HFPA promised to add 13 new black members, but wound up with only six, including Trevelle Anderson, a well-regarded writer and critic who will sit on the powerful Credentials Committee.
And they brought him in to help diversify the membership of the HFPA. And Trevelle is a binary trans person, so that is very helpful.
But are the changes enough?
At least they're trying, but they got a long way to go.
And a broader question, is Hollywood as a whole embracing diversity at last?
Hollywood is not starting to get it. Hollywood has shenanigans. They start to get it when they get called out.
Best television series.
Snoop Dogg announced the nominees, including Kenneth Branagh's autobiographical Belfast.
We're going to do this a different way.
King Richard, starring Will Smith, and Jane Campion's The Power of the Dog for Best Dramatic Picture, as well as Licorice Pizza.
Life matters even more than love.
And Steven Spielberg's adaptation of West Side Story in the Best Comedy or Musical category. Without a broadcaster for its awards ceremony, it's unclear how influential these choices will be on the all-important Oscar awards that follow in March, and whether the Golden Globes itself will survive. Rob Reynolds, Al Jazeera, Hollywood.